of suspense.
Name?
I call myself Benny Dart. Occupation? Most of my time I spend in my hotel room waiting for that. Benny Dart.
You know who this is?
Yeah. You got something for me?
Yeah.
Same place?
Yeah. 1 hour.
Right. Next, a walk to the subway and a trip uptown to the no man's land where Harlem begins. Saloon. There's my man waiting at a table. Two drinks in front of him.
Sit down.
Thanks, Mike.
We got trouble in L.A., Benny.
L.A.?
Yeah. How long has it been since you were in Los Angeles?
15 years.
Will Handley. He's in charge out there. And there's a guy who has a nightclub gambling joint. And Will tried to sign him into the syndicate. You see, the guy's getting too much dough out of L.A.
We want a cut. And the guy won't play ball?
Worse than that. He gave Will Handley a working over. As boss of the syndicate, I can't let a thing like that happen.
No. You want me to go to L.A., Mike?
Yeah. Your real name isn't Dart, is it, Benny?
You know what my real name is, Mike.
Damone. When was the last time you saw your brother Joe?
It's not Joe.
Yeah. Your brother Joe. He's the owner of the nightclub. He's the guy I want you to nail to the wall.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Killer.
You want me to rub out my brother?
Yeah. Don't you like the idea, Benny?
Last time I saw him was only a kid.
Don't you like the idea?
He's a stranger to me. I wouldn't even recognize him if I saw him.
Your mother is still alive, too, isn't she?
I don't know.
She is. We checked. Nice woman, they tell me.
When you want me to go, Mike?
Few of the boys thought you mightn't like the idea.
I don't pick my targets. I take orders.
They figured it might be like that old saying, you know? Blood thicker than water.
A job is a job.
That's the way to look at it, Benny. Just make out like he's a stranger.
He is a stranger. Just another guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way.
You want us to just knock him off and come right back?
Yeah, fast and simple. The best jobs are always like that. Just make sure that if anything goes wrong, you don't lead the cops to the syndicate.
You don't have to worry about that, Mike.
Maybe you're wondering why we put you on this job, Benny.
That's your business.
You see, I figure that a good man don't care whose name gets picked. If a man's gonna jack up because the finger gets pointed at a relative, then that isn't the kind of man to have around. A man like that can get you into trouble.
I don't figure he's my brother. He's just another guy. I wouldn't even know him.
That's fine, Benny. Here's your plane ticket.
The takings are pretty good tonight, Joe, even though the roulette wheels are only bringing back 1%.
1% is plenty. Money goes back, the customers are happy. Keep them happy, and 1% can be a lot.
Yeah, it's working out that way. As for the club itself, there's standing room only out there right now.
Fine.
Good class of customer, too. I don't know if I told you, Joe, but I like working for you.
You told me yesterday, but it's nice to hear.
I'm a little worried about that Will Handley, though. He's a syndicate man, you know.
I'm not signing up with the syndicate. If they were taking a slice, I'd have to fix up those roulette wheels. I'd have to pull cheap little tricks all over the place. I'm staying clear of the rotten syndicate, Frank.
I don't blame you for not signing. But, they don't like their men being roughed up.
I enjoyed smacking him around.
Just hope the syndicate forgets about you, but I'm afraid they won't.
You let me worry about that, Frank.
Yeah, come in. Well, Lieutenant Walsh, come right in.
Thanks.
Oh, this is going to be a private talk.
No, no. Stay where you are, Frank. I don't want people to start thinking I'm getting friendly with the owner of a gambling den.
What can we do for you, Lieutenant?
We got a report today from New York.
Yeah?
Our stool pigeons there tell us that the syndicate boys are pretty mad.
Uh-huh.
They feel that they've lost face. They don't like the idea of one of their men being slapped around, and they also don't like it when somebody else starts making money. They feel they should get a cut of the proceeds.
The lieutenant talks like you're actually running a gambling house, Joe.
And we know what goes on upstairs, and we can raid it any time we like, but the way we look at it, if we knock out the good gambling houses, the syndicate will only move in. That we don't want.
How about getting around to the reason for your visit, Lieutenant?
Yeah. You got a gun?
You boys won't let me have a license to carry one.
But you got one.
I can get one.
Then carry it.
You sound almost worried, Lieutenant.
Just watch yourself.
Thanks. If you're hungry, I'll get Leon to pull out a table for you.
I got work to do, but thanks anyway, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't take any walks down dark alleys.
Go on.
So long, Lieutenant.
Bye.
We ought to send that guy a Christmas card.
Yeah.
Seems to have taken a liking to you.
He just doesn't want any unsolved murders in his territory. Busy night. Come in.
Hello.
Uh-huh. This time I think I'd better go.
Oh, thanks very much, Frank.
How are things going, Diane?
I sang three beautiful love songs out there, but there was no one to sing them to.
The place is mobbed.
Well, you weren't there. You used to be out there every night to hear me sing, and I kind of miss it.
Well, I've been busy.
Well, doing what? Beating up people like Will Handley?
How'd you find out about that?
Oh, it's the worst-kept secret in Los Angeles. The best-kept secret is the fact that we're supposed to be in love with each other.
I'm nuts about you, Diane.
You're not very demonstrative, are you?
Come here and I'll show you.
Oh, Joe. Joe. Joe, when are you going to give up this nightclub life?
I thought you were going to change that needle.
Well, you said you'd quit when you had enough money, and... Well, Joe, we've got plenty.
I can quit, Diane. Not now.
But why not? You don't like the life. I know you don't.
There's a lot of things that I can't tell you, Diane.
Well, why can't you tell me?
Stop acting like a wife.
No, I want to keep practicing. I'll make a good wife, Joe.
You'd miss this life.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
You've got an evening TV show. If you wanted to leave this club, the sky would be the limit for you.
I want the sky right where it is, over our heads. I want to have kids and cook for you and...
You look funny cooking in that dress.
Oh, offer me an apron and watch how fast I close the deal. That's a proposal, Joe.
See me a couple of weeks from now and try again. You don't have to be afraid about another dame getting me. Not with this band.
Oh, that's the most handsome, beat-up face I've ever seen.
I'm glad your eyesight's not so good.
Joe, are you sure you want me to wait a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Your mother's going to be disappointed.
So, tell me Mom's been at you again.
She said I should keep trying. She said you'll weaken sooner or later.
You know, Mom can't wait to spoil our kids.
She's wonderful. I'd like her to have a dozen to spoil.
Hey, let's not get too ambitious. You're due to sing again, aren't you?
Oh, I've still got a few minutes. Come on, let's make use of them.
Yeah, good night, Alex.
Joe! Joe, it's me, Diana. Hey, you can put that gun away.
Don't ever do that again.
You're afraid, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I am.
You're afraid that the syndicate is going to send somebody after you.
Why didn't you go home?
Oh, I thought I'd get you to drive me. My car's in the garage. And, oh, I see so little of you, Joe.
I don't want you seeing me.
Joe.
Don't you understand? I don't want you to get hurt.
Then that's why all these days you haven't come near me.
Yeah.
The syndicate is trying to get you.
Come on, I'll drive you home. My car's just over there in the lot.
Oh, Joe. Look, Joe, let's leave town. We can go to South America.
No.
But we...
Come on.
Joe, I don't want you hurt. What's crazy staying here? What are you trying to prove?
Stop asking questions that have no answers.
You just don't want people to think you're afraid.
Maybe.
But suppose something happens to you. Well, what about your mother and me, Joe?
Here's the car.
Joe, we want you alive. We...
Don't, Diane!
In just a moment, we return with our story, Killer.
Diane!
I'm all right.
Well, over that way, boys. After him. Roger, Dunn.
Well, you again.
Yeah. Did you get a look at him?
All I know is he's a big guy. I saw the glint of his gun, then I pushed Diane.
Lucky thing you did. Look where those bullets hit the car.
Oh.
I was waiting for something like that. When I saw the guy, I wasn't even surprised.
Lieutenant, Joe's life is in danger.
I'm not going to argue that point.
Well, why don't you assign some men to him?
We're doing the best we can, Miss Morgan.
Oh, no, you're not.
Come on, Diane, let's go. Yourself some sleep, hon.
Coming for a drink, Joe? Please.
Look, a while ago you were almost killed. So until this thing is over, stay clear of me.
You mean not see you anymore, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, temporarily, anyhow.
Well, how long?
It should be over pretty soon.
Well, as far as the syndicate is concerned, it can be over only in one way.
You're a good singer, Diane. Stick to it.
Joe.
Good night. Give me a big kiss. Oh, you look wonderful, Mom.
And you look tired. How much weight you lost, Joey?
It's a suit, Mom. The cut of the suit makes you look a little thinner. Did those mechanics come to fix your TV set?
Yes, the TV is perfect now.
Those mechanics are the last strangers you'll let in this house for a while, Mom.
What are you talking about?
Somebody from my club will stay out here on the porch. There'll be somebody there every hour of the day and night.
But for why?
To sort of protect you, Mom.
Protect? Why should I need protection?
Because certain people might try to get at me through you, Mom.
Joey, what kind of trouble are you in?
It's not real trouble, Mom. It's just that I don't want to take any chances where you're concerned.
That business you are in, gambling, I tell you... I told you it would lead to nothing but trouble.
Now, take it easy, Mom.
Always there is trouble. Your papa, when he's killed because he would not pay protection money to these racketeers.
He was a brave man, Mom.
He wanted you and Benny to be good, decent business people. Benny, just before your papa was killed, he gave Benny a beating for getting into trouble with some pool room hoodlums. Benny ran from the house. We never saw him again. For all we know, Benny is dead.
Yeah.
Trouble. Always trouble. You, Joey, I thought you would do what your papa wanted. But what happens after you get through the law school? You, for a year, I don't even see you. And then you come back here and you buy a gambling house.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Not only that, but you are lucky enough to have a fine, beautiful girl like Diane fall in love with you. But do you marry her? Oh, no, no. You do what they say, make the store.
You're right, Mom. Diane is wonderful. And I am going to marry her.
When? 15 years from now?
Oh, don't worry, Mom. You'll get your grandchildren. Everything's going to be all right.
If everything is going to be so all right, why do you have to send men to protect me, huh?
Well, it's just that I'm not taking any chances, that's all.
How about yourself? How many chances do you take yourself?
Nothing is going to happen to me, Mama.
If something does happen to you, Joey, then there would be nothing for me to live for.
Don't talk like that,
it
Mama.
It is the truth, Joey. You are all I have left. Oh, please, please, Joey, please take care of yourself.
You've been following me around, Lieutenant Walsh?
More or less. I managed to salvage one of the slugs that was fired at you last night.
Yeah?
Went through a car fender and embedded itself in a tire. The slug is in good shape. Perfect for ballistics.
That's fine. Now all you need is a gun and the guy who fired it. I see you managed to keep the shooting out of the newspapers.
Yeah. We don't want to scare off the syndicate.
Well, why don't you just draw a target on my back?
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Killer.
Joe, you've got to listen to reason.
Pour yourself a drink, Frank.
You've just got to have some kind of protection.
There are cops around.
Sure, but are they around to protect you? Oh, no. As soon as they hear shots, they come running. But only because they want to get something on the syndicate. You're the owner of a gambling house. They're not worried about you personally.
Take it easy, Frank. I got a gun.
Yeah, you've got a gun. Do you also walk around with a rear vision mirror?
I'm not going to let you be my bodyguard. Now, that's final. This is my party. Why should you take a chance on getting killed?
Oh, I got a good job. Maybe I don't want to lose it.
You're not going to be my bodyguard. Hello.
Joe? Is this Joe DeMoon?
Who's this?
Anybody with you, Joe? If there is, be careful. Don't mention my name. I'm on the run. I'm in trouble. It's me, Joe. Benny. Your brother, Benny.
Oh. Well, I didn't recognize your voice, Lou. It was good to hear from you.
So there is somebody with you?
Yeah, Lou. Never better. How about yourself?
Whoever you got there, Joe, get rid of them. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I need your help, Joe. I need it bad. Okay?
Yeah, sure, Lou. Any time at all.
10 minutes.
Fine. Goodbye, Lou. Frank, how about beating it? I got things to do.
Are you going to take my advice about getting protection?
I'll talk to you about it later at the club. Now, scram. Yeah, come in. Benny?
Yeah?
You've changed.
You too. Long time, Joe.
What was wrong with Uncle Tony's left leg?
Figure it might be a ring in, huh?
Uncle Tony's left leg.
He had a carbuncle under the knee. Satisfy you, Joe?
Why'd you stay away so long, Benny?
Well, you know how I never got along with the old man.
He's been dead for a long time now.
Yeah. I read about it when it happened.
You could have got in touch with Mom. Just a postcard would have made her happy.
If you're going to break, you might as well break clean.
Then why'd you come back?
Like I said over the phone, I'm in trouble. The cops are after me. I need some money. You sure we're alone here?
Yeah. How much do you want?
Whatever you can give me, Joe.
1,000? Will that do?
That'll be good, Joe. Real good.
I'll get it from the wall safe. How do you want it, Benny? Small bills.
Just drop it all on the table, Joe.
You don't have to hold that gun on me, Benny.
On the table. Thanks. You know, I didn't figure on this. Get yourself ready for a big surprise, Joe. I'm the syndicate man. I'm the guy who fired the shots at you last night.
Don't use that gun yet, Benny. I got something to tell you.
Make it fast.
I spent 4 years at law school. I graduated with honors.
I'm so proud of my brother.
Then I applied for a job. A really worthwhile job, Benny. I was accepted and sent away to be trained.
If it was such a good job, why aren't you doing it now?
I am.
Huh?
The syndicate is a hard organization to pen down, Benny. So a special division of the FBI was formed.
FBI?
Yeah. I don't really own that nightclub.
You must think I'm a dope.
We're going to crack the syndicate wide open. Guys like you and Will Handley are going to help us.
You're nuts. You expect me to believe this story?
I never forgot Pop's death, Benny. I didn't want to be just a lawyer. As for you, I knew all about you. I'm not in the least surprised that you're here. You see, we got confidential reports on you.
Just talk. Talk. Joey, you don't fool me. You're trying to bluff your way out of being killed.
Behind you, Benny, a door is partly open. The barrel of a gun is poking out. There are cops behind that door, and also some civilian witnesses. So, don't lift that gun, Benny, or you'll get a bullet.
You know, even when you were just a kid, you were a very fast thinker.
I'm not kidding. Don't lift that gun.
So long, Joey.
My arm! I got him! Don't bother fighting, Benny. Now put the cuffs on him, Dent.
Yep.
Okay, Dent. Take him in and get him talking.
Right.
I won't talk.
You will. The rest of you can get along to headquarters, too.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Nice work, Joe.
Look, my mother... Does she have to...
It has to be made public, Joe. That's the only way we can crack the syndicate.
Yeah. Poor Mom.
Yeah. Well, I'll drive you over to your mother's place now. I phoned Diana before I came here. She's with your mother. Now you can tell them everything.
When Mom hears about Benny, it'll just about kill her.
She's got another son who makes up for him. Come on.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Killer. We'll be back.